and they were so frightened that the Almohad revolution would sweep Spain that they were not satisfied to move to other communities in Spain. But they left the Spanish peninsula, recrossed the Mediterranean, and settled in Morocco. When they came to the city of Fez in Morocco, a revolution of the Almohads broke out in Fez. And it's a little like what happened, unfortunately, to many Jews during the time of the Second World War. Before the Second World War, they fled from Germany, but they did not flee far enough. They fled to Holland, or they fled to France, or they fled to Belgium, and then a year later, they found themselves again in the grip of the Germans. So here, the Rambam and his family found themselves again in the midst of this terrible upheaval. They escaped from Fez, and they moved to the Atlas Mountains in Morocco and lived in a cave. It's not clear whether they lived there 7 years or 9 years, but for a long period of time. And this event of the Almohads, they never recovered from it. Just as people that underwent the terrible experiences of the Second World War, many people never recovered, even though they built for themselves lives later, etc. It's of such a tremendous traumatic nature that people don't get over it. And the Rambam never got over it all of his life. We'll see later in the Rambam's attitude towards Islam and his attitude towards the Quran is reflected a personal animosity, because to a great extent they were responsible for the death of his parents, and as we will see, the Rambam had what could certainly be considered a tragic life. His first wife died when they were young, he had children who died, his parents died, his brother, his beloved brother died on him. And the Rambam felt that the root of the problem was in the fact that they were always exiles, they were always uprooted, and that they always had the terror of the Almohads hanging over their heads. During the period of time that the Rambam was in the cave, he wrote the first of his three great works. The literary accomplishments of the Rambam are just indescribable. But there are three major works of the Rambam that we have. Any one of those volumes by itself would be enough to guarantee him immortality. But the three together raise him to the level of being unbelievable. And this book, the Rambam called it the Sefer HaMo'or, the Book of Light. We know it as the Rambam's commentary to the Mishnah, the Pirush HaMishnayos LaHaRambam. Now the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and don't forget, he's a young man. The book was published when he was 24, when he came to Cairo. The Rambam did many new and innovative things. Number one, he wrote it in Arabic. The first book of commentary of halacha that is written in the vernacular tongue, not written in Hebrew or Aramaic, but it was written so that it could be read by the masses and not merely by the scholars, because in the time that we are speaking about, the Ashkenazim are different. We're going to talk about the Ashkenazim next year. But the Sfardim in Spain, in Morocco, throughout the Arab world, they spoke